How can I not feel their pain?
Our friend Jerry said to us that it seemed to him that the majority of his discomfort is because of observing others who are in discomfort or in pain. And he wanted to know how he could use the pivoting process to not feel pain about their pain. We explained that whatever the subject of your attention, it contains things that you want to see as well as things that you do not want to see. If you are feeling pain, it is not because the person that you are observing is in pain. Your pain is because you've chosen to look at an aspect of them that causes you to feel pain, and there's a big difference. Of course, if this person were not feeling pain but were instead joyful, it would be easier for you to feel joyful. But you must not rely on conditions changing in order to control the way you feel. You must improve your ability to focus positively regardless of the condition. And to do that, it helps to remember that every subject has wanted and unwanted within it. And if you are deliberate, you can find something that feels better. Of course, it is easier just to observe something that's right before your eyes than it is to deliberately sift for things that you would prefer to see. However, when it really matters to you that you feel good, you'll be less willing to merely lazily or sloppily observe, because your desire to feel good will inspire a greater willingness to look for positive aspects. Also, the more you do look for good-feeling things to focus upon, the more of those kinds of good-feeling things the law of attraction will bring to you, until in time you'll be so positively oriented that you simply will not notice the things that don't match your positive orientation. We were visiting with a mother at one time, and we encouraged her to just ignore her son's problems. And she said, "But won't he feel like I've abandoned him? Don't I need to be there for him?" And we explained to her that there is no abandonment in focusing upon the positive aspects of someone's life, and there is powerful value in abandoning any thoughts that do not feel good when you think them. We told her, "You will never help anyone by being their sounding board for problems or complaints. By holding an image of improvement in your son's life, you help him move toward that. Be there for him. Call him there to that better feeling place." When it's your deliberate intention to feel good and you really care about how you feel, you'll find more and more thoughts about more and more subjects that do feel good. And then you will be better prepared to interface with others who could be feeling good or bad. Because of your desire to feel good, you will have pre-paved your experience with others with whom you will be interacting, and then it will be much easier for you to focus positively about their situation, no matter what sort of mess they're in. But if you've not been tending to your own vibration, and you've not been consistently holding yourself in good-feeling thoughts and vibrations, then you may be swept away into their situation, and you may very well feel discomfort. We just want to emphasize that you're not feeling their pain caused by their situation, but instead you are feeling your own pain brought about by your own thinking. There's great control in that understanding, and in fact, true freedom. When you discover that you can control the way you feel because you can control the thoughts you think, then you are free to joyously move about your planet. But when you believe that the way you feel is dependent upon the behavior or situations of others, and you also understand that you have no control over those behaviors or situations, you do not feel free. That, in fact, was the pain that our friend Jerry was describing.